भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासा ततो जयमुदीरये दष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Text Number 31. बाहुभ्यो अवर्तत क्षत्रं क्षत्रियस्तदनुव्रतः यो जातस्त्रायते वर्णान् पौरुषा कंटकक्षतात्. Translation by His Loving Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thereafter, the power of protection was generated from the arms of gigantic Virat form. And in relation to such a power, the Kshatriyas also came into existence by following the Kshatriya principle of protecting society from the disturbance of thieves and miscreants. Purport. As the Brahmanas are recognized by their particular qualification of an inclination toward the transcendental knowledge of a Vedic wisdom, so also the Kshatriyas are recognized by the power to protect society from the disturbing elements of thieves and miscreants. The word anuvartataha is significant. A person who follows the Kshatriya principle by protecting society from thieves and miscreants is called a Kshatriya. Not the one who is simply born in Kshatriya. The conception of the caste system is always based on quality, not on qualification of birth. Birth is an extraneous consideration. It is not the main feature of the orders and divisions. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 41 to 44, the qualifications of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras are specifically mentioned. And it is understood that all such qualifications are needed before one can be designated as belonging to a particular group. Lord Vishnu is always mentioned as a Purusha as the Purusha in all Vedic scriptures. Sometimes the living entities are also mentioned as a Purusha, although they are essentially Purusha Shakti, Parashakti or Paraprakriti, the superior energy of the Purusha. Illusioned by the external potency of the Purusha, the Lord. The living entities falsely think of themselves as the Purusha, although they actually have no qualification. The Lord has the power to protect. Of the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, the first has the power to create, the second has the power to protect, and third has the power to destroy. The word Purusha is significant in this verse because the Kshatriyas are expected to represent the Purusha Lord in giving protection to the Prajas or all those who are born in the land and water. Protection is therefore meant for both man and the animals. In modern society, the Prajas are not protected from the hands of thieves and miscreants. The modern democratic state, which has no Kshatriyas, is a government of Vaishyas and Shudras, and not of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. As formerly, Maharaj Yudhishthir and his grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, were typical Kshatriya kings, for they gave protection to all men and animals. When the personification of Kali attempted to kill a cow, Maharaj Parikshit at once prepared himself to kill the miscreants, and the personification of a Kali was banished from his kingdom. That is the sign of a Purusha or the representative of Vishnu. According to Vedic civilization, a qualified Kshatriya monarch is given the respect of the Lord because he represents the Lord by giving protection to the Prajas. Modern elected presidents cannot be given protection from theft cases, and therefore one has to take protection from an insurance company. The problems of a modern human society are due to the lack of qualified Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and the over-influence of the Vaishyas and Shudras by so-called general franchises. Bahubhyo avartata kshatram kshatriyastada anuvrataha yato jatas trayayate varanan paurushaha kantaka kshatat. Thereafter, the power of protection was generated from the arms of the gigantic Virata form. And in relation to such a power, the Kshatriyas also came into existence by following the Kshatriyas' principle of protecting society from disturbance of thieves and miscreants. In the previous verse, we have seen how Brahmanas, they manifested from the mouth of Virata Purusha. Brahmanas have a natural inclination toward Vedic wisdom. And Prabhupada says they are naturally teachers or spiritual masters because of their keen inclination toward the learning and understanding the Vedic wisdom. Now, in this particular verse, Maitreya Rishi is explaining Vidurji that from the hands of Purusha generated the power of protection. Baad mein padhi. Malik. And then the living entities related to that power who are known as the Kshatriyas or the warrior class that was manifested. And what is their natural inclination? As it is said, Yo Jatas Trayate Varanan. Yo Jatas Trayate Varanan means the people who are born with the quality to protect other Varanas. Kshatriya means who protects other. From what? Paurushaha Kantaka Kshatat. Kantaka means the disturbing elements like a thieves and debauches. And Kshatat means Kshati. Kshati means something which gets destroyed, which gets taken away from you. So the prime duty of Kshatriyas to protect the humanity from miscreants and protect their character. Because religion, faith is protected by Kshatriyas. Dharmo Rakshati Rakshita, as it's explained, if you try to protect the religion or protect the Vedic principles, they will protect you in return. So the Brahmana class, Vaishya class and Shudra class is protected by Kshatriyas. And as explained in Bhagavad Gita text number, chapter 18, text number 43. Shauryam tejo dhrutir daksham yuddhecha apalayanam danam ishvara bhavasya kshatram karma svabhavaja. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. Prabhupada in the purport, he clearly explains what Lord has explained in Bhagavad Gita, that Chaturvarnya Maya Srishta Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. This Varnashram system with the four Varnas and four Ashramas is created according to the qualities of human being. Not the birth that person has taken in particular family. It's not necessary that person who is born out of a Brahmana should be Brahmana. He may not have an inclination toward Vedic wisdom and he may take up whatever he has born along with. Nowadays you can see most of the company's CEOs and administrator, they are from the Brahmin families.
In India.
Everywhere actually. Brahmin family means what? The people who are born in the priest class families. Like someone, father is a pope or what do you call it?
Priest.
And that person has born to him. Not necessarily that person will become a priest. He may become a doctor, he may become an engineer, he may become a businessman. So, the categorization or dividation of the people, it is done according to their work and the qualities they are born with. There are very famous personalities, they are born in a Brahmin family, but they are really good in art. Lalita Kala or fine arts. That is not the profession of Brahmanas. But they are born with that quality and they are doing that. So, by work, by birth they may be Brahmana, but by their work they come into the category of Shudras. Because Shudras are meant for that. Even not the Vaishyas, not the Kshatriyas, or not the Brahmanas. Brahmana, even though he knows everything, but he never takes up that job for his profession. as his livelihood. If he takes it for the livelihood, then he is considered as a Shudra only. Some Brahmana may have a good administrative capacities and has a power of controlling people. He may be a Kshatriya. So he never considered as a Brahmana. He is Kshatriya by his quality. And Prabhupada says in the modern days, there is a lack of Kshatriyas. What you can see in the government, which is elected by the common people. Who is this common people? Who are not even Shudras as per the Vedic standard. So whom they will choose? An intellectual person can elect an intellectual person. Shudras who are considered as a Shudras because they have that qualities, which they don't have an inclination toward Vedic wisdom, they don't have a knowledge about themselves. So such a kind of a people who are in the masses, whom they will elect? They will elect some other Shudra only, who is topmost among the Shudras, who has all the rascaldom qualities of Shudras. That will be their leader. Then do you think there will be peace in the society? The troublemakers are becoming the leaders, then what happens? There will be troubles only. And Prabhupada says here, the modern democratic state which has a no Kshatriya is a government of Vaishyas and Shudras. All over the world. Who is president of US? What he is? Businessman. He is industrialist. He is having big business. Yeah. So he is a Vaishya category. Shudra means who works for other. Who is on payroll. That person is known as a Shudra. So may whether he is born of a Brahmana family, Kshatriya family, Vaishya family. If he works for someone, means he is offering his services to someone and getting paid for that as a salary, that person is known as Shudra. And this whole government is run by such a kind of a people. Do you think then that they will be able to protect you? And Prabhupada gives a clear example. Even from the theft, in case of a theft, they are not able to protect you. That's why you have to run behind the insurance company, so that they can protect your, pay you back for that. Previously, or formally, Kshatriyas are considered for the protection. If something is missing or something is lacking, if you go to Kshatriya and ask him, this is what happened, he immediately will take care of that and arrange that thing for you. Because he has quality of Danam Ishwara Bhavasya. Ishwara Bhava means controlling power. And Danam is charity. So, by giving charity, he used to take care of Brahmanas. And due to the Ishwara Bhava, controlling nature, he used to control Vaishyas and Shudras. And the people who used to create a disturbance in the society. And because of lack of Kshatriya mentality, you can see there is a chaos in this modern society. Because they are not able to protect the normal course of conducts, then what to speak of the spiritual course and conducts? Neither they have a shaurya, heroism, no teja. To get teja, teja comes by tapasya. Performing austerities, following the Vedic principles, one becomes powerful. And Kshatriyas are known for their austerities. Once when Karna, because he was born to Kunti, but she gave him up. And then he was taken care by one of the charioteer of Hastinapur. So he was considered as a Kshudra person because his father was working as charioteer. But by birth he was a Kshatriya. And he was nurtured by this. So from the Mahabharata time only, the dividation was considered from the birth. So he was considered as a Kshudra. And that's why he was never allowed to learn in the Gurukul. Because previously Kshudras never used to have a privilege to join Gurukul and learn the Vedic wisdom. So he went to Parshuramji to learn Astra Vidya. And he disguised himself as a Brahmana. And he learned everything that he's supposed to learn from Parshuramji. And after learning that, one day, when Parshuramji was sitting, lying down under the tree, and he asked Karna to take his head in Karna's lap. And same time, one bee came. And that bee started eating his, skin from his thighs. And Karna just tolerated that pain. Can you imagine? Some insect is creating a hole in your thighs and eating the, what we say generally, flesh. And it was bleeding profusely. And it was bleeding so much that his blood spread out on the earth, and that reached to the Lord Parshuram's body. And Parshuramji felt some wetness. And he woke up because of that. And then he saw its blood. Then he looked at Karna and he asked, Karna, you are not a Brahmana. You are Kshatriya. And you have cheated me. Karna was surprised how he came to know. Then Parshuramji said, only Kshatriya can bear this pain. Because they have that power. Brahmanas, they can't. Brahmanas, they can tolerate hunger, but not physical pain. And Kshatriyas, they can tolerate physical pain, but not hunger. Because they are more grossly than the Brahmanas. So, Kshauryam Tejo Dhritir Daksham. And they are determined. If they take vow, they follow it. They do it. In today's governance, you can find all Vaishyas and Shudras are there. They are not committed to anything. None of their words can be considered as truth. They are liars. They are cheaters. Why do they lie? Neither they have patience, neither they have purity. At least if you have some purity, you will not lie. If you have patience also, you will not lie. But neither you have a patience nor you have a purity, definitely you are going to lie. And that lie itself will create chaos in the society. So, the most important thing that Prabhupada says, the problem of modern human society are due to the lack of qualified Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And the over-influence of the Vaishyas and Shudras by so-called general franchises. Everywhere in the world, you will find the same scenario. Some leaders with the Kshatriya qualities, like there is one king somewhere, I forgot the place, he is one of the richest person. Because still in his country, there is a kingship. There is no election or democracy. So the opulences,
is that Muslim?
Yeah, the opulences comes with monarchies, with a single control. most of his counselors or council members in his kingdom, they are Indians. They are taking care of his different departments. If Kshatriyas are well protected by the guidance of Brahmanas, then his kingdom remains or lasts long. As soon as Brahmanas are disrespected, Kshatriyas get destroyed. If you read Puranas and Itihasas, you will find so many examples. Even the king of heaven, he has to fall down from his post because of offense to Brahman or Vaishnava. And there is a lack of such a Brahmanas and Kshatriyas in the modern age. And that creates the real trouble for the people in Chandra. Hare Krishna. Any question, any comment?
Why is there another?
Because no Brahmanas. If Brahmanas are there, they can create Kshatriyas also. Because Brahmanas, with the Vedic wisdom, they can train someone in particular class. Like Chanakya Pandit. Some 500-600 years back or 1,000 years back. Some 1,000 years back. 500 years back. He was a Brahmana who created one dynasty, Kshatriya dynasty, Maurya Vamsha. As per the Vedic standard, I think he was the last monarch of this world. And he was thrown away. His father got killed, and his mother, she was staying at her own parents' house. Her brother was taking care of her. And that time, they were taking care of their farming and cows. And one day when Chanakya saw that Chandragupta has the ability of becoming a king, he trained him in such a way that that person became the emperor of Bharatvarsha. Because, as said in the Rig Veda, amantram aksharam nasti nasti mula manoshadi, ayogyah purusho nasti yojakastatra durulabha. You can't find a single syllable which will not create mantra. Every syllable has a potency to create mantra. Because mantras are formed by the syllables. Nasti mula manoshadi. Each and every root of a tree, plant and creeper has medicinal properties. And there is no unqualified person. Every person, every human being has some qualification. Now what's lacking? Yojakastatradarlo. The person who can arrange them, who can organize them to form something is very difficult to find. And who is that yojaka? It's Brahmana. Because he has the Vedic wisdom. And through that wisdom, he can arrange that thing. He can organize that thing. And due to the lack of Brahmana class in the modern society, there is a chaos. And that's why Prabhupada said, I have started this institute to create Brahmanas, who are the brains of the society. How one can become Brahmana? By developing his test for Vedic wisdom. If you understand this Vedic wisdom and try to establish it under the guidance of proper spiritual master, then you can change the society. So there is a lack of Kshatriyas because there are no Brahmanas. Okay?
Brahman head was there, sir. So, Bhagavan ko seva karna, idhar udhar karna, sab Brahman ka kaam hai.
ब्राह्मणों में भी कई प्रकार है. वेद पठित विप्रत्वम, वेदों का पठन पाठन पाठन जो करता है वो विप्र है. जो भगवान के विग्रहों की सेवा करता है उसको अर्चक कहा जाता है. क्योंकि भगवान की सेवा करना सतोगुण प्रधान व्यक्ति होना चाहिए. रजोगुण और तमोगुणी व्यक्ति अगर ब्राह्मण कुल में भी पैदा हुआ है तो वर्चक नहीं बन सकता. क्योंकि भगवान का निजी सानिध्य है, उसको वही टिक सकता है जिसमें वो गुण है.
क्वालिफिकेशन नहीं होना चाहिए.
तो बिना क्वालिफिकेशन कौन रहेगा? भगवान रखेंगे अपने पास, उसको पोस्ट रहेगी लेकिन सेवा नहीं रहेगी उसकी. कई बार होता है हमारे संस्था में ही, हम देखते कई ऐसे लोग हैं कि जिनमें ब्राह्मण के गुण है नहीं बल्कि हेड पुजारी होके बैठे हुए. क्योंकि क्या है यहाँ पे बताते हैं ना, क्योंकि एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर जो है वो कौन है? वैश्य और शूद्र प्रकार के लोग. अगर कोई अच्छा सा डोनेशन कलेक्ट करके लाता है इसलिए कुछ उसको डिपार्टमेंट देना है करके, अगर डीटी वर्शिप का डिपार्टमेंट दे दिया तो ऐसा नहीं कि वो ब्राह्मण है करके उसको दिया है. वो दिया इसलिए कि वो पैसा लाता है, ये वैश्य बुद्धि हो गई. और भगवान सेवा उस व्यक्ति से ही लेते हैं जो ब्राह्मण के गुण रखता है, वही भगवान की निजी सेवा कर सकता है. क्योंकि उसके पास उतना धैर्य रहता है, उसके पास उतना संयम रहता है, वही कर सकता है. जिसके पास रजोगुण की मात्रा ज्यादा है या तमोगुण की मात्रा ज्यादा है वो व्यक्ति भगवान की निजी सेवा नहीं कर सकता. करेगा भी तो सेवा अपराध करेगा. इसलिए आप देख सकते हो अभी 20 साल तो हो गए आप कर रहे हो, कितने लोग आए और गए, कितने लोग हैं जो सातत्य से नित्य सेवा में लगे हुए हैं. बहुत कम है ना. तो उसके लिए सतोगुण की मात्रा चाहिए ना. जब व्यक्ति सोचेगा कि दूसरों के आशीर्वाद से या कृपा से मैं सेवा कर रहा हूं तो सतोगुण प्रदान ही होता है. राजसिक व्यक्ति कभी नहीं सोचेगा, वो सोचेगा अरे मैं कर रहा हूं, मैं जानता हूं कैसे करना है, मैं कितना सुंदर ये करता हूं, जहां पे मैं आ गया वहां पे रजोगुण आ गया. कुछ नहीं हो ठीक है. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की.